Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, there's a good bill, but it could be better. In Congress right now, Tammy Baldwin is one of the sponsors. And that would be provide for free tuition for pre-K and community colleges. It's included in the budget blueprint. So let's look at the community college issue. The idea is everybody in this country can get a free public education from kindergarten to the 12th grade. Bill Gates's son and daughter, Warren Buffett's son and daughter, Jeff Bezos's kids, any kid in this country, no matter how wealthy or poor, your parent can go to a public school for free, no tuition, no charges, from kindergarten to the 12th grade. And that is terrific. That was not true in the 19th century. I mean, a lot of people, Abraham Lincoln didn't go to high school, didn't go to college, he didn't go to high school, educated himself by reading books next to the fire after he'd worked all day. I don't even know if he went to much grade school. And the truth is that education is the largest capital asset that this country has. And one of the reasons for our success is when you had universal free public education up to the age of 18. Now, the idea has come up in the Democratic Party, and I pushed this very hard in the gubernatorial race, to extend that, to extend it. At least for two years, beyond high school, to encourage people to get more training, more education. The more education you have, the more money you're going to make, the more productive you are in society, the more options you have. You can be very productive without a college education. You can be very productive with no education, but you're going to be more productive and you're going to know more things the more education you have, and it should be encouraged. So they're starting with 2 years, and that's fine. I think eventually, perhaps in the lifetime of some people listening to this, but at some point, there'll be free public education up to the age of 21, which is what I think they should have. But you start with 2 years, free public education for 2 years beyond high school. Now, in the bill, that's the Democratic bill, the budget blueprint, it's community colleges. But what does that do to great universities like, say, UWM, Madison, and a lot of the system, UW system, four-year institutions around the state, many of them having been consolidated with some of the two-year institutions, like Waukesha and West Bend and all that. Now, if you limit this to community colleges, depending on how they define it, why shouldn't it also cover 2 years of tuition at UWM? Why shouldn't it cover 2 years of tuition to the public UW system schools? UWM is one of the jewels of this state. Madison is the centerpiece university, the oldest, and it's also the one with a preeminent international reputation. UWM now has a preeminent national reputation and international. Why do I say that? It's a R1 Research Institute. That is a designation that's given to a little over 100 colleges out of many thousands. It says it's one of the preeminent colleges in the country, right here. There's only two in this state, UWM and Madison. UWM has had it for 5 years. You can go to UWM and you will get a faculty and an education that is not exceeded anywhere in the country. And you also at UWM get a chance for a kid or a poor kid or a kid that comes from a background where he hasn't been encouraged to go to college, to go to college. There's tutoring on the way in algebra and English to get you ready. And you can go there. The ones that are at the top, the ones that really do very, very well at UWM, are the peers of everybody in the country, and so the faculty especially. So what's going to happen? I think what you're going to see is if you limit the two-year tuition to community colleges, you're going to have some people say, well, I guess I'll go there and not UWM. UWM needs more revenue because they're going to have declining enrollment when this happens. And more importantly, you have a state legislature, a Republican legislature, that has spent 10 years vandalizing the state. They vandalized education. They vandalized higher education, vandalized our environment for that matter. They are over there dismantling the biggest accomplishments in Wisconsin history, which are our educational system and our environmental protections. That's what they're doing. They shouldn't be permitted to do it anymore with the university. One way not to is to trump them, no pun intended, small t, trump them at the federal level, federal trump state. When there's federal law and a state law that are inconsistent, the federal law always prevails. That's the pact in our Constitution. And if the federal government passes a budget that says that people, for 2 years, yes, you have a free public education up to senior in high school. Now you have it for two more years. The kid then take a part-time job and pay his room and board, have his tuition taken care of, get more education, hopefully go on for two more years beyond that and get a college education. And even beyond that, biggest capital asset we have in the state. And so I'm throwing this out. I hope the legislators listening to this take this in mind. Why limit the 2 years to just community colleges or technical schools? They're very important. There's no question about it. MATC is a jewel in this community, absolutely essential. But so is UWM in Milwaukee. And I'm broadcasting from Milwaukee right now. The same comments apply to Madison Area Technical College and the University at Madison, University of Wisconsin-Madison. And they apply all around the state. In Stevens Point, Eau Claire, Oshkosh, Superior, La Crosse, everywhere, Whitewater. So take that message out. We have got to strengthen the UW University system. We've got to do it. And we've got to strengthen the technical colleges in this state. And that means more revenue, reversing the vandalism that's occurred in the last 10 years. And let's just make sure that the money is in that budget, in the education part of that budget, to bring this to effect. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and...